today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah the Almighty, dear brothers and sisters, in faith and humanity, salamu alaikum, peace and salutations of Allah the Creator be upon all of you. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. This is today's special. We're going to speak about importance of dua and supplication. I invite you to be with us till the end of this episode. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. All praises to Allah, all praises to Allah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. All praises to Allah, all praises to Today, Friday, is the first of the month of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Isfan, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment of today's special by recitation of Chapter Al-A'raf, Verses 55 and 56.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفية إنه لا يحب المعتدين.
Call upon your Lord in humility and privately. Indeed, He does not like transgressors.
ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها وادعوه خوفا وطمعا إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين.
And cause not corruption upon the earth after its reformation, and invoke him in fear and aspiration. Indeed, the mercy of Allah is near to the doers of good.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Through clear reasons, it is only Allah who is deserved of being worshipped. Next to that, in this verse, the Quran instructs that supplication and calling to Him, which is the soul and the essence of worship, should be performed before Allah. This instruction in the verse, which says to call on the Lord secretly, is for that this action may be performed far from any dissimulation, so that it becomes nearer to sincerity. It must be done with concentration of contemplation and attention. On speaking about supplication, it's nice to have a short look at this prayer, the state of the disbeliever. The supplicant should be aware that it is Almighty Allah who has invited him to pray and has guaranteed the acceptance of the supplication. Accepting the prayer and granting the supplication's exigency is easy for Allah, since each and every world's creature is under His absolute power, and He provides the ground for the fulfillment of His servant's exigency with a single order. It is therefore not right to become hopeless in the presence of Allah, whose insight, mercy, and forgiveness is infinite, especially when praying. This prayer, as specified in the Holy Quran, is the attribute of the disbelievers. The Holy Quran strongly recommends against being hopeless of Allah's mercy. In chapter 39, verse 53, Allah the Almighty says, "Despair not of the mercy of Allah." The Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his household, states, "Allah's mercy is nearer to a hopeful sinner than to a hopeless worshipper." Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about the conditions and etiquettes of praying to God. Another condition and another indication regarding having one's desires well fulfilled and prayers well fulfilled and well attended to is that one shouldn't be very hasty. I mean, prayers shouldn't come in haste. Another one is that the person who wants to have his or her prayers well fulfilled should insist on having his or her desires well fulfilled. And at the same time, one should give priority to his or her religious brethren. Everybody, when he wants to offer any prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he or she should first of all ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill the prayers of other people. I mean, he or she must give priority to others than to him or herself. And another one in this connection is that we have to mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his beautiful names, as indicated both in the Holy Quran and in reliable hadiths. We have to be very attentive, very contemplating on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the best places and best times. Regarding best times, for example, the even day of Friday, or for example, any time in the month of Ramadan, are good enough for offering prayers. And there are certain places, like, for example, holy shrines, particularly the holy shrine of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala. These are important places. Thank you very much.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
Dear brothers and sisters, from the etiquettes and requisites of the supplication, let's look at continuing in praying in adversity and ease. Continuation in invoking Allah during adversity and ease, and the precedence of supplication in ease over supplication during hardship, is a matter about which there has been emphasis in the Islamic sources. The Prophet of Islam is narrated to have said, "Make yourself known to Allah during ease. He will know you in adversity." Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, says, "Whoever takes precedence in invoking Allah, he will be answered when a calamity befalls him, and it will be said, 'This is a voice known to us,' and he will not be obscured from the skies. But he who takes no precedence in supplicating will not be answered during affliction, and the angels shall say, 'We do not recognize this voice.'" Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, is also reported to have said, "Supplication during ease extract the needs during adversity." The Imam alayhi salam is also narrated to have said, "Whoever likes to be answered during adversity should increase supplicating during ease."
إلهي وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي يوما بيده ناصيتي يا أليما بذري ومسكنتي يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي.
On effects of dua, we reach to this sentence. Dua is always answered. Whoever asks something from Allah, his dua is always heard and answered. Sometimes it is not answered in the way the supplicant expects. No dua is rejected. Allah is more noble than to tell his servants to ask from him and then reject their dua. Many hadiths tell us of how Allah always answers the supplicant and is pleased with him. A believer who prays and asks from Allah is guaranteed one of three things. Either his dua is answered immediately, or he is given a reward for it for the hereafter, or a difficulty is averted from him.
والحمد لله الذي أسأله فيعطيني وإن كنت بخيلا حين يستقرضني. And all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who when I ask him, he gives me, even though when he is borrowing from me, I am stingy and I do not give. والحمد لله الذي أناديه كلما شئت لحاجتي وأخلو به حيث شئت لسري بغير شفيع فيقضي لي حاجتي. And all praise is due to Allah, who when I call upon him, he answers me. And when I am alone with him, he is there for me. And he does not require a shafi'. He does not require an intermediary to come in between. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's in our minds. However, there is a proper dua etiquette. Someone might say, okay, if God knows what's in my mind, then let God give me whatever I'm asking for. Now, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's in my mind. However, there is a special way of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a form, there's a method of turning to Allah and calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to call upon Allah in the correct way. Just like when you go and you apply for a school, you apply for a job, you have to apply through the channels that they provide for you. Similarly, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects from us, not the way that we want.
That was another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Keep us in your dua and supplication. Have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
Allahumma ighfirli, ighfirli warhamni, wahdini ya maulaya. عافني في دنياي وارزقني وارزقني ذكرك يشرح صدري ذكرك يرفع قدري أدعوك وتجزيني بالرحمة والأجر اللهم اغفر لي اللهم ارحمني